So these boycotts are going on, and I'm not in France. I don't live in France. It's not my home country. But as a person, as a human being, it's my job to help those that are oppressed. It's my job to stand up and do what I can. It's and especially with them being my Muslim brothers and sisters. So I had started to bring a little bit of awareness from the platform that I do have on my Instagram, and I was posting about the French boycott and things along that line. And none of them were my own words. A lot of them were bigger posts from well-known Muslim accounts, as Muslims of the world, that they were posting things and things of that nature. And I had a kid who actually lived, I want to say he lived 4 or 5 blocks down from me growing up. If I'm not mistaken, he was about 2, 3 years younger. I actually trained his two little brothers in basketball 2 years before this. I was training them for about 5 to 6 months, spring, summertime, for their upcoming season, because they were about 4 or 5 years younger than me. But I had been training them, so I was their basketball coach, and they were in my neighborhood, so I knew this family pretty well. The kid actually rode the bus with me. He rode the bus with me home. Back when I was in high school, I was probably the older kid. I didn't take the bus too much at the time I started driving, but when I did take the bus, there were some incidents where this kid was getting picked on and getting bullied. And me being the oldest, one of the older kids on the bus, a senior on the bus, if I were to say something, kids would kind of stop and listen just because of my senior presence. So there were a lot of times where kids would be picking on him. And it's funny because I remember standing up for him. I remember being like, hey, leave the guy alone, good kid, blah, blah, blah. And when I would say things of that, like that, the bus would quiet down, kids would stop doing it. It would cease. So I remember standing up for him because I thought he was an okay guy. He responded to my message first in a very hateful way, because the first thing he told me was to shut the F up, saying things about how I don't understand my religion. You know, Islam's all about violence, and we don't know anything, and Muslims are the cause of terror, and things of this nature. And my initial reaction was, obviously, I was angry. It was more heartbreaking than anger at this point, because I had grown up with him. I had seen him. I'd never heard him say things. I've heard that he did say things like this, but I've never heard it out of his mouth or in the form of a message. So when he said these things to me, knowing I had stood up for him at times, knowing that he was a younger kid on my bus, and I viewed them all like my little brothers. So then to hear him say that, and to realize this was actually how he viewed us, was absolutely insane to me and extremely heartbreaking. And I continued the conversation by asking him about, is this really how you view us? And, you know, going into it and talking about the etiquettes of having a conversation, because regardless if this is your belief or not, it is not okay. It is definitely not okay for you to come on and attack someone in the manner that you're attacking. You know, and I'm glad it was me. I'm glad it was me over somebody else, because words can really hurt. People don't understand that. Words are very powerful. For him to be saying that out loud to somebody, that can really affect them. For me, it hurt me. But I'm glad it was me over somebody else, because I'm glad I was able to represent Islam to the best of my knowledge. I talked him through it. I realized midst of the conversation that he had his mind made up. He didn't come into this conversation, or he didn't message me looking to have a conversation, looking to have a healthy conversation. By the middle of it, he had shown no change or promise that he wanted to have a healthy conversation. So by the end of it, I let him know, hey, this is that. I'll be praying for you. And if you feel the need to talk, you can reach out to me. Otherwise, if you don't like what I post, you can beat it, unfollow me, and that'll be that. But normally I wouldn't post things like this, but I felt it was important that I put it up on my story for others to see. And I'm glad also that this happened right before the election, because I got to use that as a chance to say, hey, please go vote, because we know who this guy's voting for. It is very obvious. is very obvious. You don't even need to go to his page to see what he has put up. We know who he's voting for. And the reason people like that get into power is because they're the only ones voting. We need to step up. We need to make a change. So for those reasons, I was glad it happened. And it's not the first time it's happened. I know it might not be the last, but it's important that we understand it's out there so we can help combat it. We can talk them through it. We can have healthier conversations with individuals who are willing to listen and things of that nature.